next number?
Oh, yes, sir, let's go on.
All right, we'll call this Jefferson County Commissioner Court meeting to order at 10:31 a.m. on January 26, 2021, which is a Tuesday. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinigang, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you as we gather to conduct the business of Jefferson County. We pray for the families that are bereaved at this time. We pray for those families that are experiencing the dreadful disease of the pandemic. We pray for those that are protecting our democracy abroad and domestically. We pray for this court as well as the citizens of Jefferson County, all the families of Jefferson County, and everyone. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're gonna do a little bit out of order today because our treasurer is in quarantine right now. And he is on the line, so I'm going to go to County Treasurer. Item A is receiving final investment schedule for December 2020, including the year-to-date final earnings on county funds. And item B is review, consider possibly approved, receiving final 2021 Jefferson County investment policy and procedure amendments and revisions. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigang, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion, we have Mr. Hallmark on the phone. If anyone has any questions, I think there have not been, according to his email this morning, any changes in the statutory framework for requirements for county investment policies and provisions. So there have been those changes in those policies. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Mr. Hallmark?
Judge, the only thing was is that there have been no changes, as you mentioned, to the statutes, and we just had to add Commissioner Pierce to the policy, and we added broker allegiance bank. That was it.
Very good. Any other discussion or any questions or concerns? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And next, we will go in out of order on the county commissioners. Item A, to consider possibly approve a resolution commending Commissioner Eddie Arnold for 16 years of service in Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Commissioner, you will come up here. You've only been gone about 3 weeks and I already miss you because of burning. And Vernon has something he wants to read.
Want to talk?
You and I have known Eddie for about 20 years and about calling my friend. We've done many things together over the years, hunting, attempting to play golf, traveling together in numerous social functions. You know, both of us work for Electric is the federal company. And we have very similar jobs. Our paths crossed a lot during our tenure, and we rode with the face of the company many times. So we got to bond really quickly together. When I decided to run for office, Eddie's done a great job of giving me advice, getting me involved, introducing me to the employees and those in the precinct. We've been ridden all the roads together, and he pointed out what they've done and maybe we need to work on this one. So it's been a great, great help getting started. I couldn't ask a better person to help me get prepared to be Commissioner Precinct 1. I've been attending Commissioner's Court for almost a year. I have the respect, and I have respect to how well this court gets along. Even last week, Commissioner Sinigang made a comment how well this court gets along, but quickly pointed out the jury still was out on me.
True.
It takes a court of special people like Eddie to make this court effective. Eddie, I know I've got great shoes to fill, and I appreciate all the help you've done to get me ready. And I'm proud to be able to read the resolution as appropriate.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Be it remembered in a meeting on the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County on the 26th day of January 2011, what your classes on. With the motion made by Vernon Pierce, Commissioner of Precinct 1, and seconded by, I believe, Commissioner Weaver, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Eddie Arnold served 34 years in the private sector, retiring from AT&T SBC in 2004, and subsequently was elected to the Jefferson County Commissioners Precinct 1 beginning January 2005. And whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold has served in the private sector of Jefferson County, public sector of Jefferson County Commission for Precinct 1 for 16 years, he retired a second time effective December 31st, 2020. Whereas Eddie Arnold distinguished himself as a worthy and able advocate for the citizens of Jefferson County, Texas, and whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold, during his 16 years tenure as Commissioner of Precinct 1, has contributed to the welfare and prosperity of the residents and taxpayers by being involved with the following accomplishments: voting to reduce the 2005 tax rate of 0.425 per $100 valuation and to the current 0.365 rate, a 14% property tax reduction; voting in favor of numerous tax abatement, which helped brings in over $30 billion in new and expanding business in Jefferson County, generating thousands of new jobs; and whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold, via his road and bridge department, has repaired and resurfaced over 200 miles of Precinct 1 roads and built up the cumulative surplus of over $4 million in the Precinct Number 1 reserve fund; whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold initiated and helped negotiate the sale of a vacant county-owned public asset for $2.1 million to a private sector company, which ultimately hired over 400 new jobs in downtown Beaumont; and whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold, while serving as the court liaison, overseeing approximately 5,000 square feet of office space in the downtown Beaumont complex, and with the assistance of numerous other county departments, coordinating a multi-phase, multi-million-dollar historic courthouse renovation project without borrowed funds. And whereas Commissioner Eddie Arnold, along with other court members, recently voted in favor of selling the four-part complex to a private sector company, which, if completed, will provide over $20 million in cap debt reduction. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Commissioner Eddie Arnold for his dedicated service to Jefferson County Commissioners Precinct 1, and wish him well in his retirement and all future endeavors.
Outstanding to work with. I can't say for sure how the court operated prior to my joining in January 1 of 2005, but almost a 99.9%. We got along very well. Yeah, we didn't all vote the same, but that's what democracy is all about. You don't have to vote with what you think is the best course for the taxpayers and for the county in itself. Again, I want to thank everybody. There's a lot of people with names. If I started rattling them off, I'm sure I'd forget a lot of them, so I'll just say blanket. You know, it's been my pleasure to serve, and I hope that, and I pray that Mr. Pierce will continue on with a positive attitude as he has in the past and do the county and the citizens of Jefferson County a good favor. Just please don't vote for any tax increases. I didn't get a commitment from him because I couldn't talk to him about how to vote, you know. But now as a public key public citizen, I can say, don't vote for tax increases. Let's go live here in the county. But with all that, everybody here, the elected officials, the employees, people who I've had an opportunity to work with and get to know better, it's been a great, great privilege. And just thank you very much. Kind of hard sitting on this side of the diocese when they're having been up there for so long. Yeah. But thank you.
Commissioner, I'd just like to say that sitting next to you since 2011 has been an honor and a privilege. You've been a great part of the team and friend. And, you know, I think it's important in governance that compromise is always made. And I think that's the true will of people serving the people, is knowing that governance is about compromise. And though we may not always vote the same, we keep it civil. And we remain friends at the end of the day to do the people's business. And you've been a part of that success. And so thank you very much.
Commissioner, thank you too. And I wish you well on your retirement, which I assume is coming up pretty quick.
See you at the lake.
All right.
Yeah, Commissioner, I'd like to say that, you know, I've been a part of a pleasure. All the commissioners, City of Port Arthur, City Council, now in the court, school district. And I've been blessed to have mentors on every board that I've served on. When I got into politics, I was on the Pleasure Island Commission with people like Pete Steele and Lance Bradley that kind of mentored me into, you know, politics, I'm going to say, you know. So, and I was blessed when I got on the city council meeting, Steve Fitzgibbons. Some people don't like him, but Steve taught me a lot. We clashed when I first got on there, and then we got to understand what it was about. I was blessed to have you on this court when I first got on to mentor me. We were on different parties, Democrat, Republican, but one thing we always understood is that it was about the taxpayers. And you taught me some things that taught me how to compromise even more. So when you vote your conviction and I voted mine, and we never fell out. Now we did take some rides, like Vernon said, we took some rides, but we had to have a chauffeur on some of the rides we took. So drinking all that water, you know. So, and to Sherry, I want to say thank you for sharing Eddie with us. You were there with us with some of those rides, and y'all watched over me. So I thank y'all and wish y'all well in your retirement, working to death.
Well, Eddie, I've enjoyed our relationship both personally and professionally. Personally, that all the opportunities we had to talk about hunting and things like that. But professionally, I'm always appreciative of you because you were persistent in gathering the facts, reviewing the facts objectively, and making decisions about what was best for the citizens based on that objective review. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity to observe next to someone who displayed that kind of dedication to public service and that dedication to basing decisions on facts as opposed to passion or other prejudices. So I wish you all the very best. Hope y'all get to travel a bunch and that you get to spend a lot of time out at the deer camp.
I plan on it.
Thank you so much for being here, and you're going to have to hang around for a little while because I think we have another agenda that deals with your better half.
Okay. Did they get my flag?
Yeah, we have your flag, but we did not have your...
Rolex.
And we did sign...
If I get a Rolex, I'll get it, let you have it.
We don't have your certificate, this flag, this flag of the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court. And we'll get you that certificate when Bo gets back. He's having time to issue.
Okay.
The new day will sign that, and we'll get that framed and get it to you.
Excellent, thank you. Thank you all very much. All right, moving to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute receipt file contract extension for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Vital Oil Company for additional 2 weeks to expire March 11, 2021. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt file contract for invitation for bids to Keith Lake Boat Ramp Modification with MK Construction for $79,900. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file purchase agreement to purchase 30 burial spaces in accordance with the term contract for engineer burial plot in Jefferson County with Clay Barhaven and Rest Cemetery at $305 each for a total of $9,150. Item D is consider and approve execute receipt file job order contract with C-Tech Facilities Maintenance for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division repairs due to Hurricane Laura in the amount of $44,282.10 in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Can Steve explain item B and exactly what it's going to entail?
Yes, sir. The boat ramp that's down at Keith Lake was built with the pads where you had access to your boat at three different levels. And the idea for that was to allow for different tide levels, so you wouldn't have to be stepping way down to get to your boat. What we found out after construction was completed that some of the pads are underwater a considerable amount of time, and they've become slippery, and it's not good for the fishermen when they are out of the water to get down there, and that algae's on them, and they'll slip. So we're bringing all of the pads up to just a little bit higher, to the level of the highest pad right now. So that one almost never goes underwater, and we're bringing the other three up to that level, and we're adding bumpers for the boats, as well as new cleats for tie downs. It'll be a top notch job.
Right, and on the modification, will they put markers to let, even though just in case we get a higher tide than usual, will they have markers on it to make sure you know where that dock is?
We didn't have that because these should not go underwater, but we can add that. If you prefer to have that, we can definitely put it on there.
Yeah.
Maybe if we could add some reflectors or some reflective tape all the way around.
That's what
Are you talking about a vertical marker?
Yeah.
And it's underwater?
Yeah, in case the tide gets unusual.
With them?
Yes, sir.
I think based on what we've seen at the highest runner out there, you know, the plans for the boat launch were on the table for, I think, a number of years. U.S. Fish and Wildlife told me that the number of years had passed between the original design and the final construction after receiving the Texas Parks and Wildlife grant did not account for relative sea level rise, and so that's why we saw some overtopping of them in latter years. But if they're all raised up to the height of the tallest one, which should still allow for the kayakers to use it, which was the intent of the original design, then the only overtopping we should see would be in hurricane events, and hopefully nobody will be out there fishing in hurricane.
Hopefully not. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
With the new development out there, we have some strange tides.
We can do that.
All right. Anything further, Commissioner?
No, thank you. Thank you,
Mr. Steve. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 6, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Aqua Delco as Deputy Constable of Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for the service center for the purchase of a new oil and pump reel in the amount of $2,030. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement from $1,800,000 to the state comptroller for the first half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care. Item C is to consider and approve applying for the BJA fiscal year 2020 state criminal alien assistance program grant. And D is regular county bills. We have a correction here. Check numbers 479056 through 479257. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Commissioner Arnold, I don't think Commissioner Pierce is ever going to move or second here.
He's still listening. I told him he needed to listen for a while.
He said, don't say a word for the first 6 months.
All righty. Under County Commissioners, I made it consider possibly approving authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster that is March 13, 2020, pursuant to Chapter 418 of the Texas Government Code. Item B is consider possibly approving resolution to renew and extend the disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta. Item C is consider possibly approving extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item D is conduct a public hearing regarding the establishment of the GT Logistics RID. I'll take that separately.
Is there a certain order, Judge, we need to do D, C, yes. And E?
Yes. Item I is consider and approve the appointment of Sherry Arnold by Commissioner Vernon Pierce as Commissioner of the Next Navigation District to fulfill his unexpired term. Item J is considering possibly approve a resolution approving the grant application of the Criminal Justice Division, Office of the Governor for the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court for fiscal year 2021-22 budget. Item K is considering possibly approve a resolution approving the grant application of the Criminal Justice Division, Office of the Governor for the Adult Specialty Drug Court for 2021-2022 fiscal year. Item L is considering possibly approve a resolution in support of the grant application for Jefferson County Texas VAWA grant through the Office of the Governor fiscal year 2021-2022, and VAWA is violence against women. And item M is to consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an environmental review for activity projects that is exempt or categorically excluded, not subject to Section 58.5. Related to Hurricane Harvey infrastructure, ditch cleanup, crane bio pump station generators, may haul bio drainage study, tower bio channel improvements, and Hurricane Harvey housing. Okay, do I have a motion on items A, B, C, I, J, K, L, and M?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any suggestions?
Judge, could you go into a little bit of detail summary on M?
Ms. Swain, you can come up, but this is our hazard disaster recovery grant application. All the projects that we're allocating, like crane bios for Drainage District 7 for new generators for that pump station.
Okay.
Then we've got the Mayall bio drainage study. It's just all of the ones that we had previously allocated funds for in previous Commissioners Court meetings and workshop where we discussed those applications that were made by DD3, DD7, DD6.
So they're all of them are combined?
Yeah, all of them are combined.
Thank you.
And then the DR for, that was the DR funding that came to the CDM.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next, we'll move to item D, under county commissioners, conduct a public hearing regarding the establishment of GT Logistics Reinvestment Zone pursuant to chapter 312, 401, et sec. Of the Texas Property Tax Code. No, that should be the Texas Tax Code, yeah, Tax Code. So this public hearing is open regarding the establishment of this reinvestment zone. If there's anyone that is on the line, they need to press star 6 to unmute in order to speak to this issue. If anyone present, you may approach the lectern. So it is open. Hearing no comments. Oh, Mr. Despain?
Judge, thank you, sir. Thank you, commissioners and court. Appreciate the opportunity. My name is Tim Despain. On behalf of GT Logistics and our partner, Howard Energy Partners, we wanted to thank you for your consideration of this. That's an exciting time, the development of the old Mindell Park of Hollinger site that we've been developing for the last 10 years. And your help on this matter will definitely help us create more jobs and more opportunity here at Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. Spain. Anyone else? Hearing nothing, this public hearing is closed. Moving on to item E, is to conduct a public hearing regarding approval of a property tax agreement for GT Logistics for property located within the GT Logistics Reinvestment Zone pursuant to chapter 312. 0.401 of the property tax code, and so this public hearing is open. Again, anyone on the phone line will need to press star 6 in order to unmute themselves if they wish to speak. Hearing no comments, this public hearing is closed. Item F is to consider possible approval and execute an order of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County designating a reinvestment zone for GT Logistics pursuant. Section 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item G is to consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute an abatement agreement for property located in GT Logistics Reinvestment Zone. Let me get a motion on item F.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item G is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an abatement agreement for property located in the GT Logistics Reinvestment Zone pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Can I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our agenda under county commissioners. I would like to express my appreciation to Sherry Arnold for her willingness to serve as commissioner for the Green Nature Navigation District, which has been performing some wonderful and very important work these last 20 years, working towards deepening and now widening our ship channel. We can take in Panamax size vessels that will improve the efficiency of crude exports and imports and all other movements of hydrocarbons and other materials along our channel by allowing larger vessels to carry larger loads without having to lighter offshore. We are just now in the very first phase of completing construction, the first useful increment of the channel that will allow work to proceed and for legal actions to take place that will allow us to finance the local portion of the project, which has been appropriated by Congress, somewhere between 65% and 75% of the cost, and the local group is going to have to come up with between 25% and 35% of the cost. But we're anxious for that project over the next several years to continue on to fruition. So, Sherry, at the end of this meeting, I'll have you take an oath and sign your statement of officer so that you can begin your duties down there at the Navigation District. But we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sherry.
All right, moving on to County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item: consider and approve property tax refund to Covius Mortgage Solutions in the amount of $4,535.16 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 31.11 for refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve minor plat of call 23.271 acre tract in Barnett Estate, lying in the John Blair Survey, abstract number 4, located on the Nolte Road, precinct number 1. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. We've met all of our planning requirements. Item B is consider and possibly approve tracts A, 1, and 2, 9.883 acres of land out of lot 5 and the old Cox subdivision, part of the Eloped Lead number 37, located off of Rush Island Road, precinct number 3. It's not within any ETJ, and all of our planning requirements have been met. Item C is consider and possibly approve preliminary plat of the Cove Integrity Landing Phase 3, lots 1 to 32, block 1. That's 4.501 acres of subdivision out of 159.023 acres in A. Hotchkiss League, abstract 31. It's in the City of Port Arthur ETJ. It's met all Jefferson County Engineering and City of Port Arthur planning requirements. That motion on those items under engineering.
Second.
Senegal moved and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Judge, just for clarification, it may seem that Don King is here. I've come up to Dr. That is, if I'm understanding right, it's in my precinct boundaries, but it's actually inside the ETJ of City of Port Arthur, but also inside the City of Caleb Landing, correct? Is that the road that goes to the left?
The roadway is actually inside the city limits of City of Taylor Landing.
And the open ditch
is theirs.
Is theirs too, because it's part of the right-of-way.
Right.
That's what I wanted clarification of.
The property that the houses will be built on will be in.
But within the precinct 2 boundary, but the road and ditch are in their city limits. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Don, do you have anything to add?
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Historical Commission, we have one item to consider possibly approved reappointing members of the Jefferson County Historical Commission. For a 2-year term pursuant to Local Government Code Section 318.003B, which is those people are listed on the agenda item that was sent to the Commissioner's Court by the Historical Commission in this business. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, item A is consider possibly approved granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Keisha DeVault, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Item B is consider possibly approved extending an office in the position of County Engineer to Ms. Falcon. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Move.
Second. Second by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Risk Management, item A is consider possibly approved commercial property insurance renewal with AmRisk effective February 1st, 2021 for an annual premium of $1,519,839.06. Item B is consider and possibly approve boiler and machinery insurance renewal with Hartford Steam Boiler effective February 1st, 2021, for an annual premium of $22,651. Item C is consider possibly approve government crime insurance renewal with Great American Insurance Company effective February 1st, 2021, for an annual premium of $5,244. Item D is consider possibly approve excess workers' compensation liability insurance renewal with Colony Insurance Company effective February 1st, 2021, for an annual premium of $191,021. Item E is consider possibly approve a cyber liability insurance renewal with Crum and Forster effective February 1st, 2021, for an annual premium of $38,581. That motion on those items under risk management. I'll move.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. On the Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Kenneth Richardson for 11 years and 6 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We'll now have a time for public comment. So anyone present wishes to make public comment, may approach the lectern. Anyone who's online, please press *6 to unmute your line so that you might make public comment. White, would you like to discuss our ongoing COVID vaccination activities, our interactions with PDEM and PISHES, and our recent shipments of COVID vaccine?
So we've been very busy over the last couple of weeks working with public health, employee health, MIS. There's been a lot of people involved. So as of 10 o'clock this morning, for employee vaccination, which we have 2 projects going on right now, but employee vaccination, Friday we did 116, yesterday we did 109, today we have 108 scheduled, and for tomorrow we have 60 with some slots still available. So that comes up to 393 vaccines that we're using. The rest of it, which will be, it's a roughly 3,500 doses, will be split between Beaumont and Port Arthur Public Health for administration to their jurisdictions that they're responsible for public health. We've already transferred 660 to the 2 public healths. Today we're doing 400, and tomorrow we're doing another 600 for transfer to them. We have Pfizer, so it has to go out in small amounts because of the deep freeze requirement. So it'll go out in smaller batches rather than just giving 1,500 each one or whatever. It's got to go out in smaller batches. I've been over and looked at the operation and where they're giving the vaccines. I think they've done a fantastic job. And I kind of wanted to recognize a few people that were actively engaged. First is the MIS department, Jeff Ross, Alex Olapour, and Mary Helm and Ernest Hodge. They did the website for registration, which minor glitches, but by and large, it's fantastic. That was actually a sort of a test run for when we get into the mass vaccination. So far, everything's great, and I really thank you guys. Worked all last weekend to get that thing up and running. They did a great job. They really stepped up. And so second, public health, Crystal Jones, Rachel Dragolski, and Vicki McIntyre, and the planning and execution, they've been fantastic to work with. And again, they, long hours, they've had to put up with me. They should be commended. Employee health, Leslie, of course, and Rachel Coe have done great. And Allison, who's always been my consultant, Allison Gibbs. So I just want to thank those people. I think they've done a great job. So as far as mass vaccination, We've submitted our plan to TDEN. The vaccinations are going to go out. They're going to come through Jefferson County. They'll be divvied up among the different public healths with the counties involved and the two in Jefferson County. The goal is to do 2,200 vaccinations a day with 11,000 a week. So we've already requested 22,000 vaccines just to get ahead of the game. You know, the plan's been submitted, it hasn't been approved yet, but we're pushing it from every angle we can push it from. So that's my report. Anybody has any questions?
Mike, I did mention that we will be distributing the vaccines to Fort Arthur and Beaumont Public Health based on population. Of course, Fort Arthur takes care of Neyland, Fort Nations, and Grove. Beaumont takes care of Hampton, Connecticut, and Nome. Now, we'll also adjust slightly this week because during the first 4 weeks of vaccine distribution, Fort Arthur Public Health got 700 doses while Beaumont only got 100. However, there was also a little bit that went from Riceland to the city of Beaumont area. So we're going to try to adjust those equally, equitably based on population. If anyone hears anything about that, you may hear that we're getting 1,950 doses yesterday, which we did, and we may have only sent out 200 to Fort Arthur Public Health and 200 to Beaumont Public Health. That's because Pfizer has to be frozen. Once it's unfrozen, it has to be refrigerated, I think, for up to 7 days. And once the seal is broken on one of the vials, which with the Pfizer is up to 6 doses, with the Moderna up to 11 doses per vial, then they have to be used within 5 hours. So we're trying not, we want to keep the supply lines going to meet all the demands, and we want to get as many people vaccinated as expeditiously as we can, but we also want to make sure that we don't waste any of the doses of vaccine and that we're distributing them in a manner that will get them out, get the vaccinations done, but not ruin any of the doses prior to administration.
Mike, I think it'll be prudent that we let the public know that there haven't been any adverse other than the personal issues with the vaccine. I mean, it's been, I haven't got any, my employees taking it.
You know, I'm not aware of any.
That's what I want to make sure
with the Pfizer, there's been some bumps that have formed with Moderna. We're giving Pfizer, we haven't had any, none that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And I've been working pretty close with all of them. So.
Thank you.
Mike, the website that you mentioned, is that where the public can go and sign up?
Yes, it was put out in a press conference yesterday. It's on websites. It's the public health are putting it out.
vaccine.beaumonttexas.gov. And then there's a phone number. It's the 409-550. I can't remember the last four numbers.
Is that on our county website, too? Is that on the county website, too?
Yeah, and I've got it in there on my desk. I'll be happy to share that. We gave it out to all the media yesterday.
Allison's got the number.
So it's 409-550-2536. Also, one other thing, when you're signing up for the vaccine, you need to make sure you don't do autofill. That was a big problem that people were talking about yesterday. You need to fill out each of the blanks separately. If it gives you the option to autofill, don't do it, because it will stop you and you won't be able to complete it.
Yeah, so I got a call from a gentleman this morning. He had signed up, he and his wife, both over 65. He tried to sign up his father-in-law, but his father-in-law has no email address. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wanted to know what to do. I said, well, you can do one of three things. You can either create an email address for him, you can use your email address as his contact information, or you can call in at 550-2356 number. There are ways around it, but do not use the autofill because It'll keep kicking you out, I think.
It's 550-2536.
Mike, is on your website and on the county's website, is there a document that we can tell folks to click on that have that information?
I put that up.
Beaumont or Fort Arthur, Bend County, don't know where to go.
That when they get to the site, doesn't matter what jurisdiction they're from, there's a drop down. They can pick the one that, they can go to any hub. Once we're doing mass vaccination, they can go to any hub.
They're in Bend County, they're going to be going to Fort Arthur, yeah, right?
Yes.
And so that's on the county website or where to get it?
That's on the website that's been set up.
Do we have a link on our website?
There's one off the Facebook page for emergency management. We can put it on.
Let's put a link on it on our county webpage because I think that might be a little bit easier. So if we can, if I can suggest that, we put a link on our county webpage, maybe on the very front.
We can do that.
People can just click on it and go right to it.
Could you give us that website, vaccination.beaumont?
Vaccine.beaumonttexas.gov.
G-O-V.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a question for Colin. I'll give it to him.
So just keep in mind, we don't have the mass vaccination yet, so it's sort of a waiting list. It's not a registration. We won't set appointments, but we have vaccine in hand. Because as we found, the delivery and is very unreliable. So until we have it in hand, we won't set appointments for vaccine.
Mike, when they sign up for both shots at one time?
Yes. They'll sign up for their first and it'll automatically give them a second appointment.
Okay, thank you.
Judge, some people were asking too, you may know this, that, you know, some of the people that don't have underlying health conditions or they're below the age of 65 or whatever, you know, they're asking, well, you know, do you feel like that they're going to have more vaccines coming out that maybe are not a double dose? They're just one dose, and if so, will those doses go to places where I fill my prescriptions, like HEB, CVS, some of these places like that? Do you know any information on that, Judge?
On the dose of the vaccine?
So, yeah, people were just asking.
And I understand that within 2 weeks from that past Friday, Johnson & Johnson is going to be applying for emergency use authorization for a single dose vaccine. They're all different. The Moderna is two doses, 28 days apart, and it's just straight from the vial into the arm. The Pfizer has to be mixed with the loop 21 days for the second one, which is the sodium dilute that they utilize, and they have to mix it before administration. And then they're all different. They all require different protocols, but the standard operating procedures are the same, which is people register, they show up, they check in, they do their history, get their vaccination, go to the registration for the MTRAC website, which is the state immunization tracking system, where you have to go into districts, TDEM, and then we have to go to a waiting area where they sit for 15 or 20 minutes, make sure that there's no adverse consequences to the vaccine before they allow them to leave, which is one of the reasons, let me point out, I've gotten a letter right here. People are requesting a drive-through location for people to get the vaccine, not leave their shot, their vehicle, receive their shot, and so forth. They did it over at NRG Stadium. Nurses have been in short supply. We're backfilling and we're working as hard as we can to get nurses to work at our stations to administer the doses to make sure that we watch people. The problem with doing a drive-through, which we're capable of doing, is that it's very difficult to watch a whole parking lot of cars for adverse reactions, which is why we prefer people to come in and do the walk-through, because we can set them 6 feet apart in something like the jury family room or another room, and more better able to monitor those people with a couple of nurses as opposed to 40 people walking around cars. So
double the manpower that walk through days, so.
Also, I think it needs to be clear to the public that when you sign up on this website, you're registering, you're not scheduling. So that's only registration. Also, a lot of calls that we've gotten have been about the people that registered prior to our press conference yesterday. There were over 6,500 in Port Arthur, over 8,000 in Beaumont that had signed up already. And there was some concern, do we have to sign up again? And we do not. We have put in place the ability for all those people to be called, to be scheduled first, and then it will continue on after that. So everyone who has already signed up, you're in the queue and you will be scheduled in the order to sign up.
And I did get an email this morning from a gentleman who had previously registered, and he wanted for me to be able to tell him when he would get his appointment and where he was in the queue. So please understand that I'm not in a position to answer those questions, which is what I wrote him. There are HIPAA concerns, so we're able to try to put the process together for it to work, but Beaumont Public Health and Port Arthur Public Health are the ones who have the ability to access that protected health information, and government does not, so I can't go in and look at who's registered, where you are in the queue, and when you might possibly be scheduled. That's something that's going to have to be discussed with the public health department. Okay, any public comment? Anything further from any member of the court or any elected official?
I just want to say thanks, Mark, for your leadership to make all this happen. I've been down several times, I've been working on the problem.
Thank you.
If nothing further, then we are adjourned, and we thank you all for being